Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 6:15, good morning. Thursday morning. Tomorrow we go green. What does it mean? We don't know. There's a little bit of freedom involved there. Places will start to open. I'm getting kind of excited about that. But we don't know what to expect when we get there. And some of us get impatient anyway. We've already seen it in Montour County and Snyder County. They went green before Northumberland or Union County here, at least in our backyard. And it seems like everyone who wasn't green is going there tomorrow. So, but what we have seen so far is this new normal isn't really registering in some people's heads. They're like, I went to a restaurant. It took way too long to get my food. Of course it did. There's new rules. They're going to slow the process to keep everybody safe. And then there's that look you get now when you're not wearing a mask. You don't have to wear one like every single second of the day. When I see people driving cars wearing a mask, it's like, dude, it's your car. Take the mask off until you get out, you know, but some people will have germaphobes and people like that for the rest of our lives, I'm sure. But I carry a mask. And then when I go into a business, it doesn't even necessarily have to have a sign on the door that says you can't come in unless you're wearing a mask. I carry the mask and then I put it on. I drive without a mask. I get out of the car, I walk across the parking lot without a mask, and then I put one on. When I walk inside a business and no one has one on, then I'm thinking, well, this is odd. Should I take it off? I don't know. But then when you do walk in one, for God's sakes, make sure you have the mask on, because there's like mask Nazis out there. You know what I mean? Sir, excuse me. You're going to need a mask. Yes, I know that. I'm putting it on right now. Well, you didn't have it on when you crossed the threshold. Ooh, sorry. I actually saw a young guy, and he was funny. He got yelled at the other day for not wearing a mask, and he felt his face, which is one thing you're not supposed to do anyway, touch your face. But he thought he was wearing it. He was like, oh, wow, man, I'm sorry. He reaches in his pocket, whips it out, you know, and then puts it on. First of all, how could you not know you're wearing one of those annoying things? But anyway, so we got all kinds of, I don't know, confusion going on. But here's my point this morning as I think out loud. Laugh at it. Just roll with it, man. Laugh at it. Because it's like so unusual. None of us would have ever thought this was going to happen years ago, months ago, whatever. Take, for instance, the high school graduation in South Carolina that was socially distanced. Kids sitting at least 6 feet apart in folding chairs on the football field. Everything was perfect as far as CDC guidelines for social distancing and a public graduation outside, though, on the football field. Everything was perfect. So the janitor forgot to shut off the sprinkler system.
And two, they're usually together. This accounts for the interesting similar.
Uh-oh. Whoa. So what do you do? Just laugh at it.
I swear to goodness.
Yeah, I swear to goodness.
There, it's off. All right. Hey, y'all complain about the heat, we bring you water.
There it is. Congratulations to those graduates. And to those of us who are grumpy about this whole thing, step back, take a deep breath, and have a good, healthy laugh. And what do I know, though? I'm just Tom Morgan thinking out loud. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Mark has the news. Rob, the sports center, with the latest from NASCAR. There was a race last night under the lights. That's kind of cool. And they're going to stop waving the Confederate flag at last. A forecast, AccuWeather style, with Steve Williams. Maybe a shower or two still this morning, but we're shaping up for a real nice weekend. This is Tom and Laura in the morning. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. But we also welcome a new sponsor. Where's that memo? I hate when I get sent memos. I have to read it exactly the way it's. All right. Hi, I'm Tom Morgan, and we welcome a new sponsor to this portion of the show.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Manatizer. Ooh. The first ever combination hand sanitizer and ED treatment.
What?
Manatizer. Just don't get caught slapping it on.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:45. Good morning. Tom Morgan here in the dimly lit Sunbury studio on the hill. Laura's at home in Elysburg. We'll check with her in just a bit. We checked in with Rob, the sports center. Mark even talked about it in the news. It is a big news story. NASCAR is finally banning the Confederate flag. You know, the trouble with the NFL has finally been recognized. The National Football League earlier this week coming out and saying, yeah, you know what? We do have a racial problem. No kidding. NASCAR, on the other hand, you know, they just stick to some old traditions that I don't, some say they're harmless. Others say, no, it is harmful. It is. NASCAR driver and African-American Bubba Wallace said he's kind of insulted when he sees fans waving the Confederate flag. And now, given the climate of the whole nation, NASCAR says no more Confederate flags. Well, some people are like, hooray, at last. Not a moment too soon. And others, like the good old boys. You remember that show? The Dukes of Hazzard?
Good old boys. Never meaning no harm. You saw it on the news that Bo and Luke Duke will have to repaint their car.
Yeah, repaint that orange car with the
it's
flag.
It's about time I've heard.
Well, you know.
Some say NASCAR should chill. No Confederate flags from Talladega up to Martinsville.
Couldn't rhyme with Pocono?
In victory lane.
What?
Bubba Wallace is proud. And if you are keeping score, that's one more loss for the South. Hey, you good old boys, still loving General Lee.
Yeah, stop it.
If you don't understand, your stars and bars have been banned from the track finally.
The good old boys, the only country music you'll hear here. With Tom and Laura in the morning. Well, before you go, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Mark has got it. Rob, the Sports Center. And also on the way, a forecast that starts out a little slow, but we're going to have a great weekend. Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here in the studio. Laura's in Elysburg. Hello
good
there.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. A proud day today for Pennsylvania. A teenager from our state has set the Guinness World Record for having the biggest mouth.
Awesome. I always knew that Pennsylvanians were a bunch of big mouths.
There it is. And at last, we could be proud. 16-year-old Philip Angus from Boyerstown, the western part of the state.
Yes.
Just set the Guinness World Record for the biggest opening in a mouth. His mouth is 3.75 inches from the top. When he opens it all the way, and there's photos on social media.
How many people just open their mouths wide? Listening?
Yeah. And then, like, stuck a finger in there?
Right.
I'm about 2 3/4, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, congratulations to the youngster. He broke the record, by the way, by 1/4 inch. Oof.
Wow. That's, I mean, good for him. Wonderful.
You always say stuff like that. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
The picture is interesting. So anyway, you could go to the Channel 2 KDKA social media and see a picture of this kid with his mouth wide open. Put a sock in it.
How does one discover that they have the largest mouth opening?
You know, I don't know. How does one discover they have any talent for the Guinness Book? You know, like, hey, I think my big toe is bigger than yours, you know, or whatever. I mean, how do they start this? Now, did that kid try to set the Guinness Book world record for eating the largest sandwich or something? And then he realized he couldn't down the sandwich, but his mouth was pretty big. You know, I mean, how do you get there? That's a great point. How do you get to that point of...
I don't know.
I think I want to apply to the Guinness Book. I think I could win this.
Interestingly enough, this teen from Pennsylvania beat out a kid from Minnesota from last year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at these pictures now. I mean, the kid from Minnesota, it was pretty impressive.
Listen to you.
But this kid from Pennsylvania beat him by a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
I mean, just be careful with your jaw.
That's what I was thinking. It looks like it hurts, doesn't it?
It does.
Ugh. And now as we go to news, Laura and I will close our mouths just because we feel the pain. Oof.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Ooh. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. So we're going green tomorrow so we can run out in the public with no mask on and start hugging people. Yeah!
No,
can't. Exactly.
That's not what that means.
Yeah, so I think, and we've talked about this before, though, we should have gone with the number system because green for most people means go. You know, you're sitting at the traffic light, you're like, green, let's go. So when we go green, a lot of us think we could do anything we want now. You cannot. You cannot.
Yeah, it is a little confusing. Because you just want to push that gas pedal and forge ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Right through the intersection, you know? But you can't. No. I was in a store yesterday in Milton where the clerk behind the counter said to the person coming in behind me, you need a mask. Well, I don't do that anymore. I love that for an answer. And the clerk says, well, you're going to do it here. Didn't you see the sign on the door?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go.
I'm equating the whole mask thing to no shirt, no shoes, no service.
You had said that before, and that's a great idea. So now we should put signs up that says no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
And there that's up go. To each individual business until we are given, I guess, this sort of gray or light blue all clear.
All clear.
That's that fourth level that doesn't exist on the traffic light.
I know. They're calling it gray or whatever. And
yeah,
and
I don't know.
I don't know either. But there is some pain. We are feeling some pain. How long has it been since you hugged someone that you haven't lived with? Reading a survey this morning, 47% of Americans haven't done it since the lockdown began. 47% haven't hugged since what? March? Late February? I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I always think about St. Patrick's Day and how it ruined the Tom and Laura party.
It did. You know? I am still bitter that we did not get to have our Mick Wiggins morning show.
I know.
I am bitter. I am salty about that.
I'm thinking a St. Patrick's Day party in like November. That would be hilarious. But anyway, 23% of us, this might be scarier though, 23% of us have hugged somebody in the last week that we don't live with.
Well, have you seen this thing floating around on social media about how to hug coming out of this?
There's going to be a new hug?
Yes, apparently. Oh, let me find the graphic. It was really cute, and it talked about, you know, if a kiddo wants to hug you, let them hug you around your legs.
Oh, okay.
Like, let the little, like, so that there's no face-to-face contact.
Like little and kids usually do, yeah. Okay.
Yep. If you want to hug someone else, masks are a really, really, really good idea.
Yes.
But then it's almost like opposite cheek to opposite cheek, but don't touch each other's cheeks. Do you know what I mean?
Just opposite cheek zone.
Yes. And do like the bro back pat.
Yeah, that bro thing. Okay.
Yeah, that like all the right. Two pats. Or else just bump elbows.
I don't know.
Do a foot high five.
That foot high five thing is kind of funny.
It's a good way to trip over and fall. I don't know. I mean, I definitely have hugged my husband, but I really haven't hugged anybody else.
So let's put the question out there because it could be a tough question. Who was the last person you hugged? How long has it been? And not somebody who you live with, like husbands or wives or moms or dads, depending on who you live with, your kids, you know, that kind of thing. How long has it been since you hugged somebody that you don't live with? Yeah, let's put it that way. Then that way you don't have to mention any names. You could just say, I hugged my friend or whatever. But tell us how long it's been. I mean, it's...
Yeah, we'll put it up on the 94KX Facebook page. Have you hugged anyone that you don't live with since the whole thing began? Or how long has it been since you've hugged someone?
Sounds good. We want to know. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
One more time. 94KX, Brittany, and it's not Flashback Friday. Laura's totally out of control.
I am.
Did you gather
your... You're welcome.
I enjoy watching you reenact the video on our video here at the station. You didn't rile up the animals, did you?
No.
Okay.
Murphy has a bone. Mackie doodles. I believe he's at my feet.
Uh-huh.
The cats have dispersed, and there's no chipmunk sighting.
No chipmunks. Oh, I mean chipmunk sightings.
Be quiet.
All right, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here, Laura there.
He just
there.
Popped his head up.
Oh, boy. The chipmunk or the dog?
The dog.
Okay.
Because he heard us say the C-H-I-P.
Word.
And the other thing.
Biter's birthday buddy's coming up in just a bit. Fired up by Biter's Furniture Mattress and Appliance Store, 4th Street in Sunbury. Musical birthdays. We only have two, Laura. And talk about opposite ends of the music world. Graham Russell is 70 years old today. You might not recognize the name, but he is the lead vocalist for Air Supply.
Oh, geez. Air Supply.
Oh, lot of love. Yeah.
Lot of love. I'm so lost with you.
I so wanted to hear you do that. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Also, Frank Beard is 71 today. I always liked his name. That's his real name, by the way, Frank Beard.
Okay.
He is the guy in ZZ Top that doesn't have a beard. Isn't that kind of ironic? So, Frank Beard, by the way, is the drummer for ZZ Top. Those are the musical birthdays. Now it's time to check the local celebs, or as Laura calls it,
Biter's
Birthday buddies! Oops, my camera just went off. But I'm trusting
okay.
You're still there. Are you still there?
I am. Yes.
Testing
I am.
One, two.
You hung up on me.
I pressed a birthday buddies button and you went away. Barbara
it's
Thomas
okay.
from Mifflinburg is 64 years old today.
A very, very happy birthday to... Uh-huh. Hold on, I lost my list too.
See,
oh my God.
I got my list and I lost my camera. This is
Betty
called...
Scott.
Okay.
Turns 58 today.
Okay, this is called coronavirus technology. There you go. Brenda Bailey is 62 today.
David Probst from Sunbury turns 46.
Way to go, David. Denise Moyer from Port Trevernan is 38 today.
Erica Keim turns 21 today.
Happy birthday, Gabby Walter, 27.
A very happy birthday to Jennifer Wojtowicz from Catawissa, 43 today.
Boy, you nailed that last name. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Leanne Reichner. She's 51 today.
Patricia Davidson turned 64 today.
Sandy Matthews from Mount Pleasant Mills is 57.
And this is a pretty first name, Valencia.
Ooh.
Valencia Markley turned 66 today.
I wonder if she's just simply Val to her friends. But yeah, Valencia, very pretty name. Let's take
pretty.
A look at the text club. Nobody's on it.
And I'm looking at the book of faces.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, no one from Facebook.
But you could win tomorrow right here with Biter's if you're on the text club.
That's right. So make sure that you sign up at WQKX.com. You can submit birthdays a multitude of ways. Phone, email, text, social media. But to be in it to win it, you have to text that birthday to 49330.
Each and every day at about this time, it's Biter's
Birthday Bunnies! On 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:47. Earlier this morning, we asked, when was the last time you gave a hug, not counting the people who live in your home? It's up on social media. How's it looking?
Actually, lots of people sending either private messages in saying, never stopped hugging, always want to hug my family. But then on the post itself, some sweet ones, people saying basically that they hugged their mom, their dad, and their sister yesterday, and they'll do it again.
There you go. Obviously, mom, dad, and sis don't live in the house, but they did get a chance to see mom and dad. I was thinking the last person, when was the last time I gave a hug? It was probably you at the St. Patty's Day party a couple days before St. Patrick's Day at Whispering Oaks.
Yeah.
But then I remembered on the front porch, my mom did come out the front door on Mother's.
Oh, you gave your mama a hug?
I left
Yay.
Her flowers, and she couldn't not just be like, let that be. She had to come out the screen door and give me this big hug, and then she went back in the house. But yeah, it's been a long time for us. It's been a long time.
More than a little careful with my mom right now, because she is one of those individuals who's immunosuppressed. She has a compromised immune system, so I have not hugged my mom in several months, actually. I have seen her, though, done kind of like the air kisses, like the,
keep the distance.
From a distance. Yep.
There you go. I guess that's what we're all doing, but let us know. Let us know how you feel, and maybe it's an elbow tap instead of a hug, but we want to know who the last person you hugged. Rob Gronkowski is going to be getting a lot of hugs. I love Rob Gronkowski. He's just a big, dumb guy that everybody loves. He is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and in Tampa, a high school football team lost all their equipment, and it was Gronk to the rescue.
Last week, we heard about an unfortunate incident in Tampa where a fire burned down a high school storage shed full of their team's football equipment.
Yeah.
Sadly, they lost it all. Well, the Gronk Nation Youth Foundation and my new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are all about helping youth reach their full potential. So we're going to do just that. To the Blake High School Yellow Jackets, you're getting a brand new storage unit and new football equipment to replace everything that was lost.
Everything.
So keep working hard this summer, stay active, and stay healthy. And my new teammates and I are looking forward to seeing you soon.
Isn't he just the greatest thing?
Good guy, Gronk.
Me?
Y'all, we heard about it.
Y'all.
And now you know what? We're going to replace everything.
I just love that guy.
I love him, too. I do.
I think he's from Mount Carmel, but I'm not sure.
Yes. Either there or Coltmont.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. We're wondering about the last time you got a hug.
A hug? No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Pronto.
Hey, don't touch me.
Hug.
Get away from me, you lazy-eyed psycho.
You got to have some Austin Powers there. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. In the meantime, while you're going to social media and you're letting us know how long it's been since you've had a hug by someone who you don't live with, a new survey says 9 out of 10 Americans think the world needs more joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
I have a feeling that Laura grew up with Ren and Stimpy.
Indeed, I did.
Yes, you did. So let's all get out there and get happy. 94KX, it's now or never. Or it's just postponed. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. We got the okay yesterday. The governor gave high schools in the state of Pennsylvania the okay to start practicing sports as long as they're outdoor. So there you have it.
I think that is some promising steps forward. And that makes me think that next school year, we will regain some kind of normalcy.
I hope so. High school sports, outdoor practice. Everybody was wondering about fall sports. There you go. You got the okay. Rumor has it Jim Roth called the governor and said, hey, we're playing no matter what. So coach play. No, that's not true. Anyway, we want another state championship. We're playing. Anyway, so that's good news for all high school sports. You heard Mark Lawrence talk about it this morning. The Lake Augusta Wine and Beer Festival has now officially been postponed. That's a September event. Now they're moving it to December.
Do we have a date for that?
No date yet, but I would imagine most of it will be indoor given the December. I don't think.
I mean, unless you want to make a big old bonfire, bundle up and drink some brews, that could be a moment. I could get behind that.
You know, I could get behind it too, because it's the Lake Augusta Beer and Wine Festival. Lake Augusta won't exist because they deflate the dam.
No, they do. They take down the Faber Dam.
We could still sit by the river with a big bonfire and toast.
It's true. Actually, that makes me think of another local event that should have happened during the week of Laura and also during the week of Vanessa.
And that would be the Milton Beer Fest. You have
it
no idea.
It should have been this past weekend.
I know. You have no idea how much I missed that event.
I know.
I may or may not have cried just a little bit.
I know. Tears streamed down your face on Saturday because we were not in Milton by the Moose.
Uh-huh.
Drinking outdoors with our friends.
That's right. And, remember, I'm getting a little choked up. Remember the fountain? The little fountain? It had vodka in it. It was the most wonderful thing ever.
With the cocktails, and it came through an ice luge. And then we were only supposed to have one, but we befriended the proprietors, and we just kept going back.
Those great guys who had that fountain at the Beer Fest are now in contact with me via email, and I do order beverages from the State College Distillery there.
Yeah. You support the State College Distillery well.
Big spring
now, that
vodka
has also been postponed.
Yes.
So Milton Beer Fest has also been postponed.
Until
they
when?
Do have a date for that one. Saturday, December 5th.
Are you kidding me? Let me write it down. Saturday, December 5th.
Write it down.
All right.
It's on there. It's on their Facebook page. I think that one will also be probably, I think at one of, what's that big event space in Milton? The Shoe Factory?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that where they're going to put it?
It's going to be indoors there.
All right. Mm-hmm. See, things are going to be different. The new normal is going to be different. But, hey, we could still find a way to get it done. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. We asked you, the listeners, earlier this morning, when was the last time you got a hug? We're all thinking, besides the people you live with, it had to be sometime in March. And some are offering who actually they hugged. A lot of people hugging family who don't live with them.
They are. So grandparents saying that they're hugging their grandkiddos, sons, daughters, moms, dads, and that's okay.
I was hoping for the random, like, the girl in the office.
No, I don't know if anybody would.
Who finally came back after being furloughed. Something like that. I was kind of hoping something like that, you know?
I like that Krista says that she hugs her dogs and cats whenever she gets the chance.
That's a great substitute, right? If you can't see the humans you work with, you're working from home, hug your dog more than you used to. A lot of people don't hug their dog. They just pet them.
Donna said, though, that she misses her grandkiddos so much, she hasn't hugged them since March 13th.
My mama back home in the hyphenated city of Wilkes-Barre has a new great-grandson she has never even came within miles of. She does some FaceTime, and she has sent photos, but she has never physically seen her great-grandson. He was born on February 29th. So, fingers crossed that could be over soon and we could all hug our families and be close. That would be nice.
That would be really, really nice.
Yep. Keep checking with us. It's on the Facebook page, right, Laura?
It is. And make sure that you like and follow 94KX on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Let's get the party started. 4th of July, right around the corner, right, Laura? I mean, wow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this summer is just started, but at the same time, with all the distractions we have, it kind of sneaks away from us once in a while.
I cannot believe that it is almost halfway through June.
Yeah. I mean, it's blowing by. I'm still spending a lot of time on the deck, quarantined with my grill, but Wise Markets and 94KX have teamed up for the Sizzlin' Summer Sweepstakes. Winners every day of $20 Wise Market gift cards, but that's your instant prize. You qualify to win even bigger.
$100 of Sizzlin' Summer fun could be yours from our friends at Wise Markets. All you have to do is listen to win.
Yeah, so winners every day, and in a couple of weeks, we'll find out who our big winner is. Do you know that Wise Markets has their own meat processing plant right in central PA, so you don't have to worry about selection?
I did know that.
Custom cuts and a whole lot more. Your summer grilling needs are waiting for you at Wise Markets. 94KX. Tom and Laura wrapping up on National Corn on the Cob Day. Maybe I'll have some corn on the cob on the grill tonight.
Probably be from down south if you go and get it in the store.
Yeah, and yet it's still good, but we wait for the local corn, right?
Of course. Mm. Oh, hold on. What is it? Knee high by the 4th of July, right?
There you go. Yeah, and then when it's as high as an elephant's eye, then it's ready for picking. It's also National German Chocolate Cake Day. That was my favorite cake when I was a kid because my grandmother used to make an amazing German chocolate. Then she left us, and I haven't had a good German chocolate cake ever since. But
Louise, hold on. Let me get Miss Anita on the phone. Okay. She makes a mean German chocolate cake. I'm serious.
Oh, I just like the icing with the coconut in it and the... it's just good. Anyway, Chad Evans on the way in. He'll take you through the midday, including that way back lunch. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
All right. I feel like it's going to be sunny today. Today's going to be a good day. We're almost to the weekend.
Yes.
So, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. Mm. But people will never forget how you made them feel.
True that, my sister.
That's Maya
Angelou. Yes. Very nice. So go out there and treat somebody nice today, right?
Make someone feel good today, Central PA.
There it is.
Go for it.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.